JTS. Yeah. Just in time sports.
Life is good.
Look, this is just in time sports. Come and get your weekly takes. His opinion from the heart. He can never show you fake. If you winning or you losing, he gon' tell it to you straight. How we talking basketball without a Jordan Brown debate? If you got the hottest takes, you better come and make it case. If you win a couple games, he might even show you breaks. JTS on every platform. We go with agitation. Numbers going off the charts. We create the separation. Louisiana till I die is where I'm from. I can't replace it. So people minds are obtuse, but I like to be adjacent. Giving my opinion like I'm Nick Wright or I'm Jason. ESPN better watch out, cause I'm coming for the spaceship. We even tweeting on Twitter, you can meet us in the spaces. Highlight clips of sports news, yeah, you gotta embrace it. We never had it easy, we just came from the pavement. I might be controversial, but I like to make my statement. This is just a time sports, come and get your weekly takes. His opinion from the heart, he can never show you fake. Look, if you winning or you losing, he gon' tell it to you straight. This is just in time sports, come and get your weekly takes. He gon' tell it to you straight, to you straight.
Welcome into the show. Definitely like, rate, and subscribe to the Just in Time Sports podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, don't forget to follow the social media handle at JTime Sports, RP at JTime Sports, for all of your breaking news and updates. All right, cool. I had to get it out of the way. I had to get the business of the thing out of the way, because normally if you guys are listeners here, you're active listeners, you know I say that. And then you hear my great intro song from my guy B-Roy. Check out his new music on Apple Music. It is B space Roy. It's pretty simple for you to remember. His social media is B_Roy. So, you know, check out his new stuff, you know, but it doesn't happen to an intro, tell you what you're going to hear. And then his amazing music comes on. And then once that happens, then you go right into me and I kind of get back to what, you know, what I was talking about and blah, 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 and all this other good stuff, right? And usually all this stuff happens, so on and so forth, right? Screw that. I didn't want anything to interrupt me once I got rolling. Oh my goodness. This is, I don't even, Jack Blast? Like remember like the old, like, you know, I call it the old, oh my God, I feel like ancient, but remember the Woes? This would have been a Woes bomb from the heavens. This is probably the biggest bomb to hit the NBA. Oh my God. I mean, outside of the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, that hit the world. But I'm trying to see. Oh man, when was the last time we had a moment in NBA as far as player acquisition to this level? Golden State to Kevin Durant to Golden State as a pure free agent? When that firework went off on July 4th, was it 2017? That might have been the last time we had an acquisition of this level. Definitely was the last time we had, no, that was the last time we had an acquisition of this level. We have never in the history of the NBA ever had a trade of this level. Now, I am not a basketball historian. I cannot go back to, I wasn't around when Kareem got traded for whoever, right? Like I wasn't around. You know, somebody's trade. But think about trades in NBA history. And I'm not saying what that trade turned into. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what trade, what, like, okay, for instance, Paul George for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was very heavily a Clippers favorite trade. And now Paul George is on the Sixers as a shell of himself, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the best 10 players on planet Earth. Like, that ended up becoming one-sided, but even then it became one-sided. It wasn't one-sided at the time, it became one-sided. In terms of stars, Shai Gilgeous was not pictured that level of player. You think about Shaq, but Shaq's a free agent going to the Lakers. LeBron technically was traded to the Miami Heat in a signing trade, but I mean, there is no other trade in NBA history you could even begin to compare this too. Not one iota. Luka freaking Doncic has been traded at 25 years old. I mean, right beside, I mean, right next to a, right next to a Supermax extension. I mean, he was Supermax eligible within months. I mean, within absolute months of getting the biggest contract in NBA history and, you know, was going to literally change the landscape of the NBA and be Dallas's superstar for his career. I mean, I remember Dallas fans being like, oh my God, this is amazing, because it would allow, they were going from Dirk to Luka. And they would never have to think about another star. And, you know, right as Dirk was aging out, you get Luka. You know, it was one of those things where it's like, oh, this is perfect. And then this happens. And, you know, per me at Justin Time Sports, but others have had the details as well, but per myself at JTS, the full trade, and like I said, it hit, I mean, it's going to be an instant release show. It hit 17 hours ago, so right around 11 p.m., the full trade, Lakers are getting Luka Doncic, Markieff Morris, and Maxi Kleber. The Mavericks are getting Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round pick. And the Utah Jazz are receiving the Jazz. Danny Ainge always finds his way into these deals. And he's actually just the second deal he's jumped in. You know, he always finds himself in these deals. But he picks up Jalen Hood-Schifino, a 2025 Clippers second-round pick, and the Mavs second-round pick, also in 2025. I mean, wow. I mean, literally, it was wow. Like, that, it was a literal wow. I mean, it was one of those moments where it was literally just like, wow. I mean, like, it came out of nowhere. There was no rumblings on either side. It wasn't a situation where it was like, oh, yeah, we've been hearing about, Anthony Davis is potentially on the move, and I wonder who's AD gonna get traded for? Then boom, drops Luka. You know what I'm saying? Or it wasn't a thing where Luka requested a trade or got disgruntled or was unhappy, and then everybody's trying to figure out, man, I wonder who Luka's getting traded for. Boom, drop Anthony Davis. There was no smoke on any side. And I always say during trade season, where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, you heard about the Jimmy Butler stuff, and now Jimmy Butler's all but traded out of Miami. Like, he's not gone yet, but he's probably out of Miami. You've got, you've had moments throughout history where there's smoke, there's fire in the NBA. Enough people talk about somebody getting moved, odds are they're going to get moved, right? And so this was no smoke. Luke has been out since, I think, before Christmas with a calf injury. AD's been out for the past couple of games due to brain cramp. He's out due to an adductor strain, I believe. You know, something pretty, you know, decently minor. But he's been out with an adductor strain for the past week or so, because the Lakers are 2-0 in the games he's missed. I mean, and you're just, it's literally a, like, it's wow central. And I guess I'll start off with the shocking side, which is the Mavericks side. Because to me, I have more rationale in my brain about the Lakers side, right? But if you're on the Mavericks side, the only thing I could possibly think of, possibly, even a little bit, is the fact that now a report came out. Okay, let's go back. A report came out like right after the trade went down, that the Mavericks, you know, every reporter on the planet now is they're all scrambling. They're all calling their contacts in the organization. They're calling the GM. They're texting players. They're texting owners. They're trying to get any scoop they can get because, hell, the biggest trade in NBA history just went down. With no advance warning. Like, from what everyone was reporting, Shams got the scoop, and that was it. Like, it was done, and then Shams got it kind of thing. And once he, you know what I'm saying, it hits. This trade was so insane. I'm back up. This trade was so insane. Okay, a little bit of breaking news into the show. Chip Kelly is the Las Vegas Raiders offensive coordinator. All right, so a purely football show just became, a purely basketball show, rather, just became less. As Chip Kelly has been hired as the offensive coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders. So, like I said, a little NFL, a little football creeps in to the show, because of course not. But anyway, so you get down to this part where it's like Luka, back to what I'm saying, Luka is months away from a Supermax contract, okay? But anyway, attacking this from both sides. Let's attack this from both sides. Let's start off with the Mavericks. So when Shams reports this, I get it too, but I think it's fake. I really think it's one of those like, oh, you know, people are playing, blah, 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 blah. So I don't move on it. I don't start making a graphic. I don't start doing anything. I simply sit there. Because, I mean, I'm literally waiting on the trolling message. There's no way this is weird. There's no way this is real. There's no way this is real. Right? It got so bad that Shams has to tweet, yes, this is real. Bobby Marks. So now I'm like, holy crap. So I was getting told, yes, it's real. Yes, it's real. So now I'm like, holy crap. So now I'm jumping on and trying to make the graphic while Bobby Marks tweets out, no, this is very real. It's been like it was communicated to us. This is incredibly real. Holy mackerel. So now everyone's trying to get info. Right? And so stories are leaking out left and right. But the main story that came out was that the Mavs were apparently unhappy with Luka's weight. That the Mavs were unhappy with his seriousness of the game. They were nervous about committing a Supermax contract to him. And basically, this is a bet that Luka will never be a winning superstar player. Not big. Not a superstar, but a winning superstar player. And sorry for saying pick. I'm recording this podcast, and a friend of mine, I'm in the NCAA League, nerd out moment, and I'm watching them play. So a guy just threw a pick. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, so you're basically betting on the fact that Luka Doncic never becomes a winning superstar player. Being a superstar in this situation is fine for you. You were betting that he never becomes a winning superstar player. That's your bet. Okay? That is your bet. Because otherwise, you're an idiot. So, anyway, for the Lakers side of things, it's pretty simple. It's fairly simple if you're a Laker. If you're a Laker fan, if you're part of the Laker organization, it's pretty simple. Okay? The simplicity lies in the fact of what happened. Anthony Davis is 31 years old. Okay? AD is 31 years old. Right? He has a long injury history. In about a year and a half, he was going to look for his last big contract. So you're thinking 32, he's going to look for his last big deal. 4-year extension, maybe, so on and so forth. Extend all the way out as far as he could push it out. He would have had his 10-year of the service. He could extend for the 4 or 5 years, so on and so forth. And that is definitely probably what he was looking to do. Okay? Also, LeBron sort of screwed up the timeline. So, think about it. LeBron, 5 years ago, when Anthony Davis is there, no, They win the title 5 years ago. AD's already been out a couple years. So AD gets there in 20. How long has Zion been in the league? 6 years. So AD's get there in 2019, 2018. And LeBron won the title in 2018. So 2019, 2020, AD shows up. Because the bubble hit in 2020, COVID 2019. Yeah. So AD's been there 6 years. Okay. Part of the reason why, or part of the situation, is indeed, in fact, right, with the Lakers organization is the timeline gets jacked up because 5 years ago, let's say 6 years ago, LeBron's 34. So you're thinking in your head, logically, we got 3 years of LeBron. Let's go for Anthony Davis, okay? So AD shows up at 25 years old, 26 years old. You're thinking, logically, okay, in 3 years, he'll be 29. LeBron's retiring. We'll give AD one big contract as a Laker, you know, and then he's good. You know what I'm saying? We'll give him one big contract as a Laker, and then he'll lead us into the future, right? It's the 80s organization. By the time he's 28, 29 years old, it's his. Even LeBron's around, he's clearly the number two player, maybe even number three player on the team if we can get another guy, okay? That ain't happening. Instead, LeBron James is still, or was still, the best player on the Lakers. Now, you can debate it with him and AD, but LeBron James is still a top 10 player in the NBA. LeBron James at 40 is still on the court. So now the advantage of him being, of AD being 26 at the time of acquisition, is now gone. Because now you're sitting, now AD is 31. So now that plan of we're going to get a guy to lead us post-LeBron, really doesn't exist. So instead, you end up with a guy who is, does now you end up with a guy, like I said, your advantage is gone. So now you end up with a guy around 31 years old. Now LeBron James is sitting there. Now your timeline's really ticking because he might have 2 years left, maybe. You got to get a plan for behind him. You will be able to net a 25-year-old superstar, megastar. Top, I mean, well, some would say Luka's top five. I would have to agree. I think, you know, it's your top five is a lot of Giannis's, Jokic's, Shai Gilgeous's. I think Luka's right there in that top five mix. So you were able to get a top five player in the NBA. Now, in exchange, you gave up a top 10 player in the NBA. So it's not like you were able to get him for corn chips. But you were able to get a top five player in the NBA who's 26 years younger than the player you gave up, who's a ball handler who can get his own, and has shown you in Dallas that you were able to build a team around him. So all these things are positive for the Lakers. So let's get into kind of what people are saying now. So the Lakers haven't spoken much. They put out a statement, but the Mavericks have had a press conference since. And Nico Harrison openly admitted that when he, first of all, he initiated the contact with the Lakers. He also openly admitted the fact that Bob Pelinka thought he was trolling. Like he thought it was a joke. He realized it's like, okay, yeah, that's cool. And he's like, no, I'm serious. Like, what if we did that? Pretty insane. He also went to Maverick ownership. They laughed. You know, kind of like, okay, yeah, that's fine. He's like, no, I'm serious. But here's why, blah, 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 blah. Luka did not want out, and he didn't indicate for any reason he wouldn't resign. And I did see this, that he said out of his own mouth that he said AD lines up with the timeline of the guys they have on the team, and that he wasn't worried about 10 years from now because he probably won't be there 10 years from now. You know, which, hey, I respect it. You know, I'm not going to be here anyway. Well, I'll play for 10 years from now. We can win the championship next two or three. Which is accurate. The Mavericks right now can go win a title in the next two or three seasons. I just think it's going to be a hard ass. Actually, no, correction. The Mavericks cannot win a title. And I sincerely apologize for saying that they could. No, the Dallas Mavericks cannot win an NBA title. Well, Justin, what do you mean? What do you mean the Mavericks can't win NBA? They got Anthony Davis. They got Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson. I've said it before on the show. I'll say it again. For those of you who are new, There are three ways in NBA history, barring something spectacularly different, right? There are three ways to win an NBA title. Way number one, you have the best player on the planet. Since Bill Russell won his first title. Like, I'm talking about the 1930s. Who cares about that? I'm talking about since Bill Russell won his first title. This has been overwhelmingly the case. I mean, there might be two. The 70s were weird. That's why I usually start this in the 1979. Devin since Magic and Bird showed up in 79. You've either had one of three things to win the title. The best player in the world. Right? Two of the top 10. Or three of the top 20. And you're thinking, okay. You've either been just the best player on the planet. Think LeBron. Think Shaq. Think Jordan. Think Magic. Think Bird. You were the best player on the planet at the time that you won it. All right? You were two of the top five. Or two of the top 10. Shaq and Kobe. LeBron and Wade. Scottie and Pippen. I mean, Scottie and Jordan. Bird, McHale, and Parrish were more of three of the top 20. You see what I'm saying? Think about those Spurs teams. They had three of the top 20. But that's how you win a title. Let's look at the rosters. Let's look at the teams. The projected starting fives. Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Quentin Grimes, AD, Daniel Gafford. AD's top 10 player in the world. Nobody else in that list is top 10. The Mavericks can't win a title. Plain and simple. Don't want to be the bad guy here. Don't want to be the guy who just ruins on everybody's parade. They cannot win an NBA title. Let's look at the Lakers roster. Luka Doncic, Austin Reeves, LeBron James, Dorian Finney-Smith, Jackson Hayes. And I think Rui Hachimura there, Fred Vanderbilt. You know, that four is going to be incredibly flexible for them. I think LeBron's going to be there in certain matchups. You know, I think the four is going to be very flexible for them. But guess what? Luka Doncic is top five player in the world. LeBron James still top 10. Based on all of human history, the Los Angeles Lakers are better set up right now to win an NBA title this season than the Dallas Mavericks are. Despite people, AD and Kyrie, that's great. AD is not the clear-cut best player in the world. Kyrie's not top 10. So therefore, you're not going to win any big title. Luka has a case for top two, top three. LeBron is still top 10. Guess what? They can win a title this year. Now, I think they're a big man away. I think they need to go and get probably a rim runner. Go get someone to, like I said, run the rim. Like Clint Capella. Is a name I'm hearing a lot. Nick Claxton is a name I'm hearing a lot. Clay Capella, Nick Claxton. Oh, man, there's one more. Miles Turner could be a guy. He can defend the rim. Plus, he can shoot it. Those would be guys I would look at. Andre Drummond. He's not the world's best rim protector, but he's a hell of a rebounder. And he's big in the paint. And he's been a Laker teammate of LeBron's before. You know, so that is who people I would look at. As far as those would be the guys I would look at if you're the Lakers. If you're the Mavericks, man, this is a move for right now. Whatever assets you have left, you put them in the pool. You pull them in the middle of the table. You go get a Zach LaVine. You go try and get, you're pretty much set at big man with Lively and Gafford and AD, of course. But you go get, like I said, my pick would be Zach LaVine. If I'm the Mavericks, I pull salaries around. I gotta try and get Zach LaVine. If you're really so set on Nico Harrison's window of 3 to 4 years, you've got to go get Zach LaVine now. And maybe Zach LaVine would be a guy. Go try to get. Just staring at it, just that becomes really really dangerous in the backcourt here. And of course, the big question before we wrap this special show up is who wins the trade. I think it's the Lakers. Now, and I think it's the Lakers for a multitude of reasons. For one, you know it's the Lakers. Every Maverick fan is like crying into their pillow. They are depressed. They are just not enjoying themselves. They are depressed. There's rumors that there was protests at the arena about, you know, the trade. There was people online. Patrick Mahomes going, no, they didn't trade Luka. I mean, you had NBA players on benches with their phones. Like, oh my God. Like, because, the, I mean, you're thinking of LeBron James and Luka Doncic are on the same team. Like, logically here, you're thinking, logically, you're thinking in your head, okay, of course people ran to defense. Man, no, the Lakers can't play defense. They can't play defense. Okay, I'm going to make you play less defensive players. Let's just say these two teams match up in the playoffs. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, these two teams match up in the playoffs. Let's go who's guarding who. Okay, Kyrie. Who's guarding Kyrie on the Lakers? Nobody. Klay Thompson, he's kind of easy to guard. Put Austin Reeves on him, chase him around. Quentin Grimes, that may end up being Luka's assignment. LeBron probably gets Anthony Davis. Jackson Hayes goes to Daniel Gafford. Right? Flip it. But they don't have a person to guard Luka. Maybe you put Klay Thompson on him. Kyrie goes to Austin Reeves. You don't have an answer for LeBron. Quentin Grimes probably goes to Dorian Finney-Smith. They probably end up guarding each other. Both sides probably end up guarding each other. Okay. Both sides, and Luka has officially dropped his statement, and it's rather short, so I'll read it. It says, 7 years ago, I came here as a teenager to pursue my dream of playing basketball at the highest level. I thought I'd spend my career here and wanted so badly to bring you a championship. And it's titled Dear Dallas. The love and support you have given me is more than I could have ever dreamed of. For a young kid for Slovenia, coming to the U.S. for the first time, you made North Texas feel like home. In good times and bad, from injury to the NBA Finals, your support never changed. Thank you for not only sharing my joy and our best moments, but also lifting me up when I needed it most. To all the organizations I've worked with throughout the Dallas community, thank you for letting me contribute to your important work and bringing light to those who need it. As I start the next part of my basketball journey, I am leaving a city that will always feel like a home away from home. Dallas is a special place, and the Mavs fans are special fans. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Luka. And he signs it 77. Yeah. I mean, plain and simple. Just, yeah. Insane. I mean, it's just, I mean, I forgot where I was going with it. I forgot why I was even heading towards that path. I mean, it's just, wow. It's every so often, it kind of, it hits you. It hits you fresh. You're just sitting there like, wow. Because you got a guy in Luke who's like, I thought I'd spend my whole career here. I don't think AD ever started playing for anywhere other than the Lakers. It's huge, man. Like, wow. I forgot what I was saying. In terms of, yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Luka's statement threw me that far off guard. I really forgot what I was saying. But I want to get to kind of a stage here. I was talking about who's guarding who. That's all I was talking about. I was talking about the Lakers and Mavericks, who's guarding who in the playoff series. Because I think, I have no authority on that, but I think the second round is going to end up Luka versus the Mavs. I think it'll be Lakers Mavs. I just have a feeling second round that's coming, right? I just have an odd feeling that's gonna come. Mavericks versus Lakers in round two. That just feels like the series, right? And I sit here, and right now I'm thinking, okay, people immediately went to defense when I came down to the Lakers. Defense. Okay. In that series, in order for the Lakers to give the Mavericks a freaking headache, all they got to do is go small. It sounds insane, but all they got to do is get really, really small. And really small, oddly, still has LeBron James on the floor. So you're not getting, like, that small. I mean, like, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? They're not getting, you know what I'm saying, that small. I mean, because height-wise, sure, but LeBron is LeBron. So let's say they go LeBron, Vanderbilt, or LeBron, Rui, DFS, Dorian Finney-Smith. Luka, and Reeves. It's five people to shoot a basketball. Vanderbilt's probably the worst shooter, so you stick him in the corner. Dorian Finney-Smith probably in the other corner. So now you've got to make a choice with Luka and LeBron both having the ball. Luka probably has the ball and LeBron's on cut duty. And those corners are now have shooters in them. Who's Gafford's going to guard? Because either Gafford's going to allow a party to the rim, because I'm sure AD's going to be on LeBron. Or you, like I'm saying, like you're going to cause so many matchup problems for a lot of people. Now, on the defensive end, they're going to struggle. Luka Doncic is no one's defender. Austin Reeves is no one's defender. LeBron at the stage of AD's career is no one's defender. So on the defensive end of the ball, you're going to struggle. There are going to be problems. And they're already not the world's best defensive team. I'm sure J.J. Redick is up currently trying to figure out how they're going to play defense. It's going to be a struggle in terms of how they are going to play basketball. It's going to be a challenge for the Los Angeles Lakers to play basketball correctly. I have no doubt in my mind that being the case. They're going to have issues, right? At the same time, they're going to be the best offense in the league. Think about it. They've got, like, they won't even have to go that small. They still get Maxi Kleber and Markieff Morris. So Markieff Morris is 6'10". Maxi Kleber is 6'10". So you can even go Keith, LeBron. Because remember, Keith used to play small ball five in the bubble. So you could go Kiefer Kleber, LeBron, hell, Kiefer Kleber, yeah, Kiefer Kleber, Reeves, and Luka. So now you've got 6'10", 6'9", 6'8", 6'9", 6'7", 6'6", on the floor, 6'5", on the floor, Reeves. That's a legitimate basketball height lineup. Are you at quite as tall as Lively? No, because Lively is a real 7-footer. Gafford is like 6'11". Markieff Morris is right there. AD's like 6'10". LeBron's right there. You pull it out, you know, and then you actually, you become the bigger team. So I said, them getting Kleber and Morris going to be very underrated additions. Both are plus 35% plus shooters. Both are very tall and both have experience playing either small ball five or the four. Huge. So now if the Lakers go get a Clint Capella, if they go get a, they'll get a Clint Capella. If they go get a Nick Claxton, so on and so forth, those are going to be guys that now they just run and dunk centers. So when you play that dominant center like a Jokic, you're not going to play Jokic off the floor. You're not going to play Embiid off the floor. I'm trying to think of people in the West. You're not going to play Chet off the floor. You're not going to play, you know what I'm saying? Certain teams are going to use that center anyway. When you play those teams, you can bid, you can get up, you can bow a little bit, you can body. But as far as a team that you're going to have to struggle with, you're not going to have to struggle with very many organizations anymore in terms of because you can spray people to death. And then the Mavericks, man, you win this trade if you win the ring. That's the only way. You win this trade is if when Luka's done being a Laker and AD's done being the Mav, you have the ring. Because if it's split, the Lakers are going to have the longer runway. Both of you win a ring, the Lakers have the better runway. Neither of you win the ring, the Lakers had the better runaway. The Mavericks made a move for 18 months. The Lakers made a move for the next decade while still maintaining greatness. It's not like they're dumping LeBron. If they dump LeBron for like going to the Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, Kuminga, Podziemski, and some picks, you'd be like, all right, so they've abandoned ship. That didn't happen. LeBron's going to stay there. He's already open to say he's going to stay there, at least till the end of the season. So you have a chance to still go win an NBA title this year while planning for the next decade. The Mavericks went all in, like Nico Harrison said, for the next 3 to 4 years. I mean, insane. I mean, this trade was so wild. Like I said, people thought it was a hack. People thought it was a joke. This trade, to me, is incredibly one-sided to the Lakers. Like, imagine doing a trade with Rob Pelinka, notoriously bad trader. And instead of people congratulating you on a trade, they thought it was fake. That's how bad your trading skills was. But, you know, and his move also painfully cost Luka Doncic $116 million. But because he was traded, he's no longer able to sign the Supermax contract. But it also could mean Luka could make more money long term. If he doesn't sign an extension, because right now Luka Doncic has 2+1 left. He has 24-25 left, which is this season. He has 25-26, which is next season. Then he has a player option for 26-27. He becomes an undrafted free agent with the Lakers. 5 years, 216, $296 million, what he can sign in 26-27 with the Lakers. Now, as of August 2nd, because he just got traded, so he can only sign, he signs 6 months from now. He can sign an extension of 4 years, $228 million. And that would be his extension number he's able to do if he signs. However, if he decides to do a 2+1, now a 2+1 is basically what he's on now, just re-up for a 2+1 extension. That would allow him to cash in with the 10th year of service and be his last big deal. And then in 28-29, he can sign a 5-year, $418 million deal after his 10th year in the league, which would be his age, what, 18? His age 29 season, he can sign 5 years, $418 million as his last big deal in the NBA. But just looking at the outlook of both teams as it sits right now, Kyrie Irving's on an expiring contract with the player option. I'm going to go Dallas first. Kyrie Irving has a player option for next season. Quentin Grimes, Dwight Powell, Dante Exum, and Spencer Dinwiddie are all expiring contracts. But continuing to look at the Mavericks' assets, under team control for another 2+ years, Clay, PJ, Dick Gafford, Marshall, Christie, and Hardy. And they own their own picks in 25, 26, 28, 31. They can trade 25, 29, and 31. They can swap 3 picks as well. And they owe some picks, whatever. But they're in the first apron. Looking at the Lakers, they have expiring contracts of Christian Wood, Jackson Hayes, and Cam Reddish. They have some good guys on 2-year-plus situations, Rui, Austin Reeves, Gabe Vincent, and Jerry Vanderbilt. LeBron and Luka are off the board kind of contracts where they're not going to get moved. They can trade 1 first-round pick, which is 2031. Now they owe an unprotected first to Atlanta this year. They have a top 4 protected first to Utah in 2027. They have an unprotected first now to Dallas in 2029. And they are shoved right against that second apron as far as what they can do to maneuver this team. But absolutely insane trade. I think the Mavs are done. I don't think the Lakers are. And the Mavs may do a couple of fringe moves. But to me, the Lakers, because they have a chance to win a title this year, I think they're going to go get a running dunk center, pair him up with a 3-and-D wing, and potentially make a little move to get a little more defense in the building, because you got Luka and Austin Reeves as a starting backcourt. Kind of like when Luka and Kyrie was a backcourt, it was like, okay, we're going to outscore people. It's kind of what this feels like with Luka and Kyrie. Luka and Austin Reeves as a backcourt. I think they're going to just try to outscore people. But we'll see what happens. But absolutely huge move. Had to do this podcast. Shout out the Super Bowl being this week. So we're definitely going to get an NFL show in. Even though a little NFL show in it, snuck in with the news of Chip Kelly, we're definitely going to do it, some of the NFL stuff as well. with the Super Bowl coming up. And look out for the JTS After Dark YouTube show with myself, Jai, and T-Mel. But as always, this is your owner and host, Justin Jackson, signing out.